you know, when Vic's in there, Foz does a great job of always, you know, stay in tune and, you know, look at what looks we're getting. And, you know, once the time is right for him to get in, I think, you know, they give them both a great chance to, you know, during the week to get practice, to get reps, to be in tune to where we're running and things like that. So, you know, Foz just came in and did a good job. You know, last year he had some opportunities to come in and do the same thing when Vic went down. So, you know, he's been in this position before. He knows what to do. He knows what to expect. And, you know, at the same time, you know, I think, you know, he's able to go out there and just really make a decision and, you know, just get the ball out fast. So he did a great job of coming in and just giving us a chance to win it.
Sean, you had zero passing yards in the first quarter. Was there a lot of conversation after that quarter?
I mean, you know, not necessarily. You know, we had a great plan to going out there, you know, just being productive any way possible. We felt we was getting the same coverage, man coverage, single high safety. So we just wanted to stress that, the fact that we're not going to let teams just play us like that and just take chances and take shots down the field. And, you know, today we was able to do that. As you see, we got some big plays down the field and things like that. So, you know, it's always a great thing when you could, you know, make teams pay for the way they're playing us.
What did you think when you saw Mike grab his leg? What were you thinking?
Honestly, man, you know, it's never a good situation when you see that dude grab his leg. You know, we always kind of pick on him. He's getting a little older now. He's in his 30s, so... we just try to get him the best way he could do, go out there and just make the plays and, you know, using his legs and things like that. But, you know, I tell him, man, he's getting a little old, man. You got to slow down. He'd be running too fast, though. But hopefully he'll be all right, man.
When you got into the end zone, was that planned or did it just come out?
Man, you know, I had one of my friends tell me they wanted me to do that, who didn't really like the dance that he always does. So, you know, me and him are great friends. You know, nothing towards him, but just had to pay homage to one of my friends that wanted to do that.
Sean, how about
coming in here getting a win? I mean, you guys really needed it.
Definitely. To have three, you know, consecutive losses back-to-back, you know, this game was big for us. And not only that, it's a division rival. It's an NFC East game. So, you know, that's the biggest thing we can do is just set ourselves up to, you know, hopefully win this division. And, you know, next week we go to Tampa Bay. That'll be a big game for us as well. And then have Dallas Cowboys come to our house. So, you know, as long as we can take advantage week by week and just go out there and do what we need to do to win games, I think that's all that matters.
It's clear how much the double move for the touchdown on number 20. It looked like you really that wet worked very, very well.
Yeah, it was actually a good play call. You know, we knew all throughout the week in the red zone they played, you know, press coverage and played up on the receiver. So, you know, that's a double move we have in our arsenal. Great call, you know, right time and things like that. So I just credit, you know, Chip for calling that play. And, you know, Nick Foles made a great throw, give me a chance to, you know, make my move and just still be able to make a play on the ball.
Deshaun, it's clear how much more effective the offense is when you're involved. Is there a lot of talk during the week about making sure that you're targeted?
Yeah, the biggest thing is really just giving the opportunities. You know, we might not always be able to go out there and, you know, have big games and big numbers and things like that for myself, but as long as we're able to still get them opportunities and get them looks, I think that's what matters the most. And, you know, I feel they're doing a good job of keeping me involved and, you know, calling plays for me to go out there and, you know, make the defense suffer for them playing, you know, press coverage and, you know, sometimes safeties all the way in the middle of the field. So today was one of them days where we was able to go out there and make them pay for that.
Sean, you're one of a handful teams in all of history to have 400-plus yards of offense these first 5 weeks. I mean, if you guys can find a way in the red zone, you know, how explosive is this offense going to be?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing we always stress, you know, in the week. Red zone, just not really being able to leave, you know, 7 or 6 points out there and just really being able to score touchdowns. A lot of times I feel, you know, we do so much in the open field of getting down there, and then once it's down there, you know, the field shortens up and things like that, and some of the play calls are really just, you know, for us to really get down there. And then once we get down there, it's really on us to, you know, make things happen. So as long as we're able to, you know, just score touchdowns and not, you know, field goals all the time, I think we should be all right. But sometimes, you know, the defense gets the best out of us as well, too. So as long as we're able to just, you know, just keep playing and just keep fighting throughout the whole game, eventually they'll start popping.
Thanks, Deshaun.